This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Yesterday marked the final day of the 2014 Paralympic Games in Sochi, where hundreds of world-class athletes called upon years of training and some incredible custom-built equipment in hopes of going home with the gold. From skiing to skeleton, technology has helped disabled individuals compete at the very highest levels. The perks of advancing prosthetics are not limited to sports. Gil Weinberg is founding director of the Georgia Tech Center for Music Technology. He recently developed a robotic prosthesis for the drummer Jason Barnes, who lost an arm in an accident. Gil, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So Jason had built his own prosthetic shortly after his accident, but it was pretty limited. What is it that makes drumming such a difficult activity to duplicate with an ordinary prosthetic?
So Jason is very creative, and he did use some springs and other equipment to build an arm that he can hit with because he still has an elbow, so he can move his arm. But drummers use their wrists and their fingers in a very expressive way. That's how you control the color of the sound. That's how you control how the stick bounces on the drum, and he couldn't control that. So when he saw some of my old robots online, I developed robotic musicians that actually play with humans, he asked me, can you please develop myoelectric, which is connected to the muscles, and you can get information from other muscles that you still have, and myoelectric arm that will allow me to control the operation of a wrist of a finger, which I don't have.
So the new robotic prosthetic that you designed looks a little like something that RoboCop might use if he were in a band. Can you describe it for us, and did it pick up those movements that Jason was looking for?
Sure. So currently it's pretty exposed. We are working on a shell for it so it would look slicker and nicer. The arm has two sticks. One of the sticks is connected to his forearm muscles, which we still have just below the elbow, mm-hmm. and it can flex and relax this muscle to actually operate the arm and operate how tight the stick is being held. So if the stick is being held tightly, you have a certain kind of sound and a certain kind of bounce on the drum, and you can play drum rolls in different speed and so on. So that's basically what he wanted. But my research is also about creating new interactions between humans and robots. So I suggested to him to add another stick that will not be connected directly to his muscles or to any part of his body, but will actually have what I call a mind of its own. And by that I mean that there's a small computer chip on this stick, and it listens to the music that Jason is doing or playing. It listens to the music that other musicians are playing, and based on that, it enhances and plays back at Jason to create something interesting. And when Jason listens to his own arm, building on what he plays and kind of playing off him, he hopefully will be inspired to push his music to new directions. And that's what interests me in the research. So together we're able to have an arm that addresses his needs and also makes a nice platform for me to explore new ways to create human-robot collaborations, where the connection between the human and the robot is very intimate. It's actually part of your body.
Well, let's listen to just a clip of Jason practicing with the new prosthetic. And he's actually experimenting with it. It gives us a little bit of a sense of the evolution. Let's hear that. Wow, Gil Weinberg, tell us what we're listening to here. What did we just hear?
So the first thing we heard is how Jason, with his muscles, operates one of the sticks and creates some hits on the cymbal. Then we heard on the snare drum him actually pushing the limit of the speed that we have embedded in the arm and actually able to play much faster than any human. We have 15 hertz, meaning 15 times a second. Each stick can hit as fast as 15 times a second. So together it's almost 30 hertz, 30 times a second, which is much faster than human can. And even though that wasn't what we were aiming for, we actually created some superhuman capabilities with this arm that he likes to explore. And you hear him going back and forth on the skin of the snare and exploring different timbres with really, really fast drumming.
He's doing this with one arm and this other stick, this robotic prosthetic that you created, rather than two hands. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. One arm control two sticks, and together one arm can play up to 30 times a second.
Mm.
And then you had some of the other instruments joining, and then we did some trading fours, which is a jazz kind of term, meaning the drummer is listening to some solo and improvisation from one musician, and then he answers with his own solo. And in this case, what we can do is take some of the improvisation from the musicians and actually embed it in the arm itself. So suddenly you hear the trumpet player would analyze what the trumpet player is playing and put it in the arm, and you hear the trumpet playing through your arm, which is, again, a new experience, maybe a new intimate connection between you and your fellow players, which hopefully will push music to new directions and create new interactions that will be interesting.
It was just fascinating to listen to and hearing you explain it even more so. But I'm wondering about Jason's particular condition. I mean, every disability is unique. And the prosthetic in this case was specifically fitted to this individual, what kind of things he was looking at, the kind of addition that you wanted to make and the work that you've done. Now, that sounds to me like it'd be quite a challenge, quite an opportunity, and quite expensive. How much did it cost to make this prosthetic?
So we received funding from the National Science Foundation for this research. And the funding is to fund students and to fund research and equipment and so on. So we cannot direct it to how much will a production version of this arm will cost. The grant that we received was close to $150,000, and we still have almost a half of it. So just the research phase is not maybe as expensive as some people may expect. If and when it becomes commercial, which I don't have any plans at this point, it probably can be much cheaper, because a lot of the money went to the research, to explore different directions that work, some directions that didn't work, and so on.
Gil Weinberg, I'm very interested in what you called another stick, a robotic prosthetic with a mind of its own, you know, which introduces a whole lot of things that either make people scared or quite full of wonder. Tell me about how this prosthetic works with a mind of its own.
So the mind of its own is mostly related to the second stick. Even in some cases, we put a mind of its own for the original stick as well. And what it does, it listens to the other musicians, it detects music, it tries to understand music like humans understand it, understand the rhythms, understand the chord progression, if there's some chords in it, understand what the tempo, how loud it's being played. So everything that is Jason controlling, and sometimes other musicians are playing, is being sensed and analyzed by this computer that operates the stick and brings it to some kind of a musical state of mind. So we're trying to develop artificial intelligence for music. And then based on that, it improvises. So if it hears there's a rhythm that is sparse, maybe, it can decide for itself, I will fill it up. I will have some triplets and 16ths and 30 seconds note here because something is missing. If it listens to a particular pattern from a different musician that it thinks, that was an interesting rhythmic pattern, I want to repeat it, it will try to repeat it, maybe ornament it and change it a little bit to see how Jason reacts to it.
Yeah, it must be very exciting to play. In fact, Jason's going to be playing out with the device for the first time on March 22nd, soon enough, at the Atlanta Science Festival. Is he looking forward to showing off his new tool?
He's looking forward. He's also quite tensed and obviously excited about it. We hope everything will work. We're working around the clock to make it work. It's going to be in the Bailey Performance Center in Kennesaw State University on March 22nd, 8 o'clock, and it's free.
Gil Weinberg, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck on the 22nd.
Thanks so much.
Gil Weinberg is founding director of the Georgia Tech Center for Music Technology, and he's responsible for a number of absolutely incredible projects that bridge the gap between robotics and music. You can see plenty of them, including an incredible video of drummer Jason Barnes playing with the prosthetic drum arm. The links are all at wordofmouthradio.org.